Hello, everyone. My name is Dana Anabe, and I'd like to share with you recent findings that we have published in the Journal of Development Medicine and Child Neurology. And the title of our published paper is Environment-Based Approaches to Improve Participation of Young People with Physical Disability During COVID-19. So, in this intervention study, we had 21 youth, age 16 to 25, and we asked them to choose one participation goal or an activity to focus on and work on for a duration of 8 weeks. As you can see here, youth chose a variety of activities due to the public health restrictions. Participation was actually challenging for us all, and we had to follow those guidelines. And then, therefore, around five or half of our activities were done at the home. So you can see that there were different types of activities: sports, music, recreation, and volunteering. Even we had one youth who wanted to participate and volunteer in a radio station. It's important to say that we use the PrEP intervention in order to improve participation. So PrEP is a strength-based intervention that focuses on changing aspects of the environment, not just the physical environment, but also the social, attitudinal, institutional environment in order to help the young person participate in chosen activities. In other words, in this intervention, we are not focusing on changing the youth's body functions or specific impairments. So our first goal or objective was to see if PrEP can function during adverse time during COVID-19 pandemic. And our result showed that yes, it can. As you can see here, this is an example of two youths that chose, one of them chose to play board games and the other one chose to play badminton. And we can see that there was an improvement in both performance and satisfaction based on the COPM scores. And when we compiled all those trajectories all together, we had 42 trajectories, and we did a mixed effect model. We found that the effect size was quite high, as you can see here, and the change in both performance and satisfaction was clinically significant. So that was kind of encouraging to see, but that was not our only objective. We also wanted to see if by enhancing participation, we can at the same time, almost automatically, can improve outcomes at the body function level without really focusing or directing our intervention into those towards those impairments. So we looked at three aspects of body function: motor, cognitive, and affective. And I want to start by showing you an example of one of our participants, and later on, I'll show you the overall effect on body function. So this is an example of a young person, age 21, with cerebral palsy, who's using a wheelchair for mobility and who wanted to play football. And as you can see here, the vertical line shows you where the intervention started, when he started to play football, and you can see that there was significant increase in level of both performance and satisfaction. So this is something that we have seen in the past when we actually using the PrEP intervention, but now we wanted to see what else is happening here. What other body functions or other benefits can be generated by improving or engaging in activity, in one single activity that the youth has chosen. So here you can see on the left part of the graph, we can see that aspects of emotional body functions, such as anxiety and sensation seeking, also a behavioral kind of aspect, both decreased after starting participating in football. On the right side, you can see aspects of and other aspects of more cognitive or behavioral aspects of body function that also improved. There was a reduction in hyperactivity and in attention problem. It was kind of impressive to see. In terms of anger control was another issue with this participant, and we saw that it also decreased. When it comes to motor body function, we saw that there was an improvement in reach, lateral reach, and forward reach, but also in trunk control in terms of dynamic sitting. So it was interesting to see that both motor and cognitive and behavioral and emotional aspects improved by engaging in one single activity. We saw this pattern again among other participants. In 10 out of the 21 participants, we saw a change in at least one body function. As you can see here, it was more frequently observed, the changes in body function in motor body function. We also had some interesting, maybe I would say unexpected findings. What we have seen is that for some youths, there was a change or decrease or improvement in emotional body functions right during baseline. When after the goal was set, so after the youth met with the therapist and together they set the participation goal. So level of anxiety, depression, social stress, and hyperactivity all started to reduce during baseline, and they continue to reduce during the intervention. However, unfortunately, we cannot claim that those changes are due to our intervention because it all started during baseline. But clinically, I think it's quite important and quite encouraging because it suggests that just the idea of setting a goal that the youth is passionate about can really affect their level of emotions and some aspect of anxiety and depression. And I think that is important on its own. Because we do know that there is emerging evidence about the co-occurrence of physical disability and mental health problems. So that was kind of an unexpected yet encouraging finding. Lastly, I want to say that one of the key messages of this study is that PrEP can improve participation even during adverse times such as COVID-19. And the other thing is that there are benefits that goes beyond participation involving outcomes at the body function level, even if it's not targeted by the intervention. So those are good initial findings, I believe. And what we're planning to do next, or we're actually doing it right now, is launching a broader study with 150 youths with physical disabilities. So really, we want to hope to generate more data to show that participation can result in many benefits, including body function, and maybe through that sway other stakeholders, including clinicians and families, to see the benefit of participation and the multiple benefits that can be generated by doing something that the youth engage and are passionate about. So stay tuned to our coming evidence. Thank you so much for listening.